I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. On the same day that 2 million residents in Houston faced a boil water notice that garnered national attention, a water system near the tiny East Texas town of Grapeland issued similar warnings to its customers, marking the 68th boil water notice issued this calendar year. And while Houstonians responded to the news by scrambling to stock up on bottled water, customers of the Consolidated Water Supply Corporation proceeded as usual. Aging infrastructure, coupled with inflation driving up costs of supplies, has left Texas's water infrastructure increasingly brittle. This year, there have been at least 2,457 boil water notices issued across the state, an average of 7 per day. According to an analysis by the Texas Tribune of data from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, 7 of the 10 water entities that issued the most notices are in rural East Texas. Near Grapeland, the Consolidated Water Supply Corporation provides water to nearly 5,600 households, mostly in unincorporated, sparsely populated areas of East Texas. According to their internal data, they lead the state in boil water notices this year, with an average of about 6 boil water notices per month. The city of Austin, by comparison, has issued 3 boil water notices this year. Boil water notices don't always mean contaminated water. Water service interruptions that trigger boil water notices can happen for a number of reasons. This ranges from bad weather conditions, a malfunction in the system, or even human error, and they are not always a sign of contamination that could endanger public health. The maintenance issues the Grapeland area faces come in part from deteriorating infrastructure. Texas water systems are old, and some original pipes and framework have been used for more than 50 years. Revamping a community's water system isn't easy. It takes millions of dollars and manpower, two resources that rural communities are lacking despite the growing need for rural infrastructure. As boil water notices continue to pop up around all areas of Texas, locals hope more people are taking notice of how important reliable water infrastructure is. Governor Greg Abbott said Tuesday he'll nominate retiring State Senator Jane Nelson to be Secretary of State. The announcement comes one day after John Scott said he would step down from that role at the end of the year. Nelson, a Flower Mound Republican, is retiring from the Senate this year after 30 years in the legislature. Her nomination to be the state's top election official will give Abbott a strong candidate for Senate approval after his last 3 nominees, dating back to 2018, have failed to be confirmed. Nelson will step into the role at a difficult time for election officials across the country. Vocal supporters of former President Donald Trump, who falsely claim there was widespread voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election, have targeted election workers, subjecting them to harassment and even threats. Scott, who briefly represented Trump in a lawsuit to overturn the 2020 election results in Pennsylvania, was among the election officials who received death threats over the past year for his efforts to convince voters that no widespread fraud occurred and that the state's elections were safe and secure. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz denounced former President Donald Trump for suggesting a termination of the Constitution in order to overturn the 2020 election, while also framing the comment as an over-sensationalized distraction. Cruz made the comment after Trump called in a Truth Social post Saturday for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution, in order to rehash the 2020 election. Trump's post was a major escalation in his false claim that there was an orchestrated scheme to steal the 2020 election from him. Although Trump has repeatedly claimed he never lost the election, Saturday's post was the first time he overtly called for overturning the country's legal backbone. Trump announced November 15th that he is running for the White House again. Several other state senators quickly repudiated the former president's post, including U.S. Senator John Cornyn, who called Trump's remarks irresponsible. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Educate Texas. Educate Texas stimulates creative solutions to key educational challenges throughout the state. Learn more at edtx.org. 2023 is approaching fast, and before we know it, a new legislative session will gavel in. Get an inside look at what's ahead for Texas when you join us December 8th in Austin or online for the Texas Tribune's preview of the 2023 legislative session. Hear from newly elected officials, incumbent lawmakers, and more on what to expect next year. Learn more and RSVP at texastribune.org/events.